This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, so the NHL draft was over the weekend. The Caps selected five players. Their first round selection at number 27 overall was left winger Lyndon Lakovic. And then they picked other players. We're not doing a draft breakdown. That's not why I'm doing this. What do you got right now? But they drafted five players. But here's something that may be interesting to some. In the second round of the NHL draft over the weekend, the Carolina Hurricanes selected, with the 49th overall selection, a center from Penn State. His name, Charlie Serrato, the son of Vinny Serrato. We had Vinny on the show not that long ago, a few months back, and Vinny spent the first 10 minutes talking to me about Charlie and what a really good player he was at Penn State, and the fact that, you know, there was a chance he would get drafted and maybe even high, and he did get picked in the second round. And Vinny's told me stories before on the air about when he was working with the Skins, and, you know, he'd be up super early. You know, the hockey parents, bless their hearts, because typically ice time is very early in the morning, especially when the kids are younger. And I don't remember exactly what time, but I think Vinny said, oh yeah, I'd be up, I'd take him to the to practice at 5 a.m. Then he'd get done, then I'd, you know, take him home, get him breakfast, take him to school, and then go into work. Charlie Serrato. Congratulations to Charlie Serrato, Vinny's son, drafted by the Carolina Hurricanes in the second overall round of the draft. Good for him. I think, and I could be wrong about this, who's the general manager for the Carolina Hurricanes? I know you're not going to know without looking it up, so I will look it up real quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is it George McPhee?
No, it's Eric Tulsky. McPhee, okay. He was the GM of the Golden Knights. I think he still is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, because I do remember Vinny telling me that he was friendly with George McPhee when McPhee was the GM. You know, was there overlap there? I guess there must have been.
I think a little
bit. At some point. Yeah. All right, there you go. Charlie Serrato, good luck to him in Carolina, Vinny's son. Saquon Barkley was doing some celebrity softball event for Devontae Smith's charity over the weekend, and somebody asked him why he plays so hard against division teams, especially the Cowboys and the Commanders. And somebody said, did either one of those teams reach out? Did the Commanders reach out to you when you were a free agent? And he said, quote, nah, never heard a word from Commanders or Dallas. That's why it's BTA when I see them, closed quote. For those of you not in the know, and you can put me into that category, BTA is an acronym that stands for Belt to ASS. Okay. I mean, Saquon Barkley being available, period, was a surprise to everybody last year. Why would Washington, in a year in which they are transforming their roster, they're not expecting legitimately, remember, recalibration. We're not, I don't talk about rebuild, Dan Quinn said. It's not a word that's in our vocabulary. Recalibration. Recalibration was, we got to get a handle on what we have here, because it doesn't appear as if we have very much. And, oh, by the way, we're going to have a rookie quarterback, you know, on a rookie deal, but we got to ease him into it with the coordinator. And they were sure. They were very positive on Jaden, but Washington was not in the spend big business in year one with a new head coach and a new general manager, and I think that that was wise to come in year one and start spending big money. First of all, why would Saquon Barkley have taken Washington over Philadelphia? I mean, the answer back to Saquon, this is like the second time he's taken this kind of shot at what, I mean, look, all these players are always looking for slights. They're always looking to be disrespected so that they can figure out a way to motivate themselves, and bless them for doing it that way. Whatever works, I'm not knocking it at all. But it's the second time he's kind of taken a shot at Washington. What was the first shot? Remember, it was not that long ago. Max, do you remember specifically what it was? It wasn't about not being sought after when he was a free agent. It was something else.
I can't remember off the top of my head at the moment.
See if you can find it. Barkley taking a shot at Commanders from like a month ago. It was on a podcast. We played it, and I can't remember specifically what it was. No. But, I mean, Washington wasn't going to be interested in Saquon Barkley. The Cowboys would be the team that should have been interested. They've had a running back issue, although Rico Dowdle played well, not Saquon Barkley. But Washington wasn't going to be interested. And by the way, if Washington had been interested, Saquon Barkley wasn't going to be interested in coming to Washington, a team that was completely gutting and flipping their roster. And there was, you know, an over-under on wins last year of 5.5. There was nothing expected.
Oh.
He had a...
I remember what the Saquon thing was. It was the... He said the Eagles team that he was on was like one of the best of all time.
Oh. Yeah, he said top five team of all time, which is embarrassing to say. They had a top five, maybe top two or three, defensive performance in the Super Bowl. There's no question about that. But you can't be an all-time top five NFL team when you don't even end up with the one seed in your conference. You know, they ended up the two seed behind Detroit. They won 14 games. 13 games, whatever it was. You know, I think when we talked this through, that the Eagles team last year, you know, they're pushing top 20, top 25 teams of all time. And a lot of that, you know, really is because of the recent, you know, performance, the most recent performance, which was just a flat out defensive dominant performance over the Kansas City Chiefs. But there was another shot I thought he took at Washington specifically. But that, I do remember that one. But that wasn't a shot at Washington. I thought he took another shot at Washington at some point. If you guys remember what it was, at Kevin Sheehan, DC, on Twitter. But he would have never, like, if Washington had expressed interest in Saquon Barkley, he would have laughed. He would have laughed at Washington. He would have never come here. He was looking to get to a contender, and the Eagles stepped up, and they were willing to pay too. And Washington wasn't in position; they weren't gonna pay that kind of money to a running back. They didn't even know what they had up front. They didn't know what they had anywhere, including a quarterback. Even though they were very optimistic, little, you know, if you use that as motivation, there's nothing wrong with it. Talking about it makes you look a little bit silly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He had a great year, though. He had one phenomenal year. By the way, and we're going to get to this next hour, Ben's going to join us in about 8 minutes, and Ben's got some news related to his career, which we will talk about a little bit as well. But the guy, Jimmy Kempsky, who put out the lists of top 10 reasons why Washington might be a dumpster fire in 2025, did it with the Eagles as well, his own team. And I thought some of the reasoning there and some of the research was interesting. So I'll share some of that with you as well next hour. I do want to mention that Window Nation's got a great deal going on right now. Window Nation, first of all, the heat wave that we just went through, it probably won't be the last of the summer. And if you've got older windows, you're really spending too much on air conditioning on those very hot days. Window Nation can give you the best insulated windows in the business and keep your home cool during the blistering summer days. Their windows are specifically built to withstand the sun's heat and improve your home's energy efficiency. Window Nation has some of the best energy efficient windows out there. Replace your windows today to keep your home cool and comfortable all summer long. Their installation crews will get it done in a day or less. You'll be back to your normal routine with minimal interruption. They'll leave your home looking better than when they arrived. Their installation crews average 16 years of experience. You can trust Window Nation to install your windows right the first time. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all their windows, so you can relax knowing your home's protected far into the future. Save big this month. 50% off on all window styles with zero interest charged for 5 years. No interest until the year 2030. Hurry, this sale ends soon. Don't miss out. This is Window Nation's best sale of the year. Schedule a fast, free home estimate right now with the pros at Window Nation by calling them at 866-90-NATION or going to windownation.com. Real quickly before we get to Ben. So, I don't know if I've talked to you about this show or not. Have you watched Landman?
No, Max? I have not. Enlighten me.
Okay. I think I mentioned Friends and Neighbors, Your Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm a few weeks ago, which was just spectacular. So Landman's been recommended to me I don't know how many times over the last 5-6 months. I am 6 episodes through the 10-episode first season. Billy Bob Thornton, I mean, look, he's great in everything he's always done. Going back to Sling Blade, I think Fargo is one of the best things he's ever done. But this is up there, man. Billy Bob Thornton playing Tommy Norris in Landman on Paramount. I think that's where I'm watching it, on Paramount Plus, is so good. This is the story of the oil fields in Texas, West Texas, you know, where the people that work the oil fields are called roughnecks. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, It's a boom-bust industry, always. And Tommy Norris is the general manager of kind of an independent oil company. And it is so good. John Hamm's in it. Ali Larter's in it. Gentlemen, that alone is worth the watch. Demi Moore's in it, although she, at this point through six episodes, does not play a major role. But Billy Bob Thornton playing Tommy Norris, this general manager of an independent oil petroleum company in West Texas, is so good. There are laugh out loud moments, and at the same time, it's mixed in with kind of a little bit of a Breaking Bad feel to it at times. Highly recommend Landman, and I'm not even done with it. I can tell you, tonight I will probably wrap it up. That's the plan tonight. Do we have any sports on tonight worth watching? I don't think so.
No. Nats are off tonight, so yeah, nothing really pressing.
Yeah, tonight when I get home, I think that's the plan. If you've been watching Landman and you've recommended it to me, because I've had many of you recommend that to me over the last several months, you were 100% right. It does have a little bit too sort of an Aaron Sorkin dialogue, a bit too quick, a bit too pithy, a bit too like almost unrealistic, but it's really good. Really, really good. And I guess a season two is on the way. God, Billy Bob Thornton can act, man. If you've never seen Fargo season one, he's brilliant in that. All right, Ben Standing next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.